Prologue. The Burning Times. I'd never been afraid of the dark. Night had always been a peaceful, seductive time, a reprieve from the intensity of the sun and the work that needed to be accomplished during daylight hours. Candlelight, moonlight, and firelight celebrated the change of seasons. All were welcome reprieves when Mother Earth rested and encouraged us to do the same. That was before I understood some basic truths. There are different kinds of darkness. The slyness of shadows lurked within the human heart. Ink stains on the soul were never exposed to light and rejected basic decency in favor of greed, or envy, or fear. Chains rattled as I shifted my weight. My body ached from being forced to stand on the dirty cellar floor. I shivered from the cold and damp. My hair had snarled in impossible tangles. My nose ran. My lips had grown cracked from the lack of water. I couldn't remember the last time I'd eaten. No one in the village would spare food for an accused witch, especially not during a drought they suspected she'd wrought. The weather and famine were some of the many crimes laid at my doorstep. The untimely death of an infant I'd helped birth. The owning of land desired by the mayor's son and his new bride. Speaking out about enclosures that limited the foraging I needed to make herbal remedies. And most damning of all, the affair with a man half my age. The worst part? I was a witch. I didn't have congress with the beast. I hadn't sold my soul for power. Magic was part of my heritage, the gift of conviction. It was a mere push in the right direction, a gift that created peace of mind and harmony. I hadn't committed any of the atrocities they'd laid at my feet. I'd sacrificed and prayed the heat would break, that the crops would survive. I'd done everything in my power to save the child who'd been unable to breathe outside the womb. As for Gunther, witchcraft had nothing to do with our love. At first, I'd tried to send him away. He was too young and didn't know his own head and heart. My life was laid out and unexciting, and I'd liked it that way. But Gunther persisted. He'd returned every day to that spot in the woods beneath the willow, bringing small tokens, slowly winning me over with his steadfastness. It would take a stronger woman than me to deny him. A rat ran across my dirty bare feet. I didn't even flinch, didn't scream the way I had the first dozen times it had happened. If they didn't bite, I stayed still. No one cared about my innocence. It didn't matter that I devoted my life to service and helping my neighbors. They wanted someone to blame for their misfortune. Needed a villain. A rattle of a lock was followed by the groan of hinges. I squinted as light spilled into the dank cellar. A gruff male voice muttered, "You have 5 minutes." Through the matted tangle of my hair, I spotted him. Although recalling those early days had conjured him until he stood before me. He paused in the shaft of light, his stormy gray eyes raking across the dried blood from where the shackles had rubbed my skin raw, the bruises and burn marks from the Inquisitor's attentions. The worst weren't visible. "Lena," he breathed. His voice broke me. I wanted to hide myself away. I didn't want him to see me like this, unwashed and battered. My voice cracked from disuse as I hissed, "How did you get in here?" "Bribed the guard." He strode forward and pulled me against his massive chest. My molars ground together, but I wouldn't cry out from the pain of contact. Not when I'd been craving his touch. "He said you confessed."
"Yes."
He pulled back and searched for answers.
Why?
I couldn't explain it to him. I didn't understand it myself. They won't ever let me go. He cupped my face, his thumb stroking across my bruised jaw.
There has to be a way to get you out of here.
I shook my head. No, Gunther, you need to leave. If you try to defend me anymore, they'll kill you right alongside me.
Lena.
His eyes shimmered with unshed tears.
Don't ask me to abandon you.
My fate is sealed. I was beyond exhaustion. Death, when he came, would be a comfort. At least for this life. I'll rest easy if I know you are safe. Leave this place. Go where no one knows you or me. Find someone else to love.
Never.
He shook his head.
I vow to you, Lena, I will not rest until I find a way to become strong enough to protect you.
I shook my head, refuting his claim. He was so young. He could start over somewhere new. In time, he would forget me. He gripped the nape of my neck.
I swear this to you, Lena. No matter how many lifetimes it takes, we will meet again. And on that day, no force in the cosmos will tear us asunder.
His gray eyes were hard, determined. So unlike the mirth that typically lurked in the misty depths. The warmth that was so much a part of him that had drawn me in. My lips trembled. You have been the very best part of my life. Footsteps sounded, and then the guard murmured.
They're coming for her now.
Gunther pressed something into my palm. I recognized the small vial of nightshade by feel.
From your sister.
Our gaze is locked. Gunther kissed me, his lips covering mine with feverish intensity. He didn't know what she'd done, that my twin had given me the means to exit this world on my own terms. My heart pounded as it had that very first time we'd met in the woods. I savored the scrape of his beard stubble, the wet heat of his mouth, and the spice that was all him. Lost myself in him until the guard yanked him away. Watch over my sister for me. Someone needs to keep her out of trouble. A tear slid down my cheek. I love you.
I will. I vow it. We will meet again, Lena.
His words reverberated off the stone as I was shut again into the darkness.
I will find you again.
Then he was gone. My heart. The last piece of it that had remained intact after my village's betrayal. Broke. With shaking fingers, I uncorked the vial, and the chains rattled as I brought it to my lips and swallowed the crystals dry. Then I shut my eyes and smiled. They'd burn a witch this day, but at least I denied them the satisfaction of hearing me scream.